This is KUT Austin.
Stop. This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. SH 45 Southwest officially opened to drivers on June 1st this year. The almost 4-mile stretch of toll road, it's a dollar, runs between 1626 and Mopac in southern Travis and northern Hays counties. The idea was to divert commuters heading into Austin off of congested roads such as Brody, Manshack, and Slaughter. So far, the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority says SH 45 Southwest averages about 9,000 trips daily. That's more than originally projected. The idea goes back to 1985, when Travis County wanted an outer loop in the area. But the road to the ribbon cutting was rocky due to environmental lawsuits and political fights, though many neighbors in the area have been eager for some traffic relief. I talked earlier this summer with CTRMA Executive Director Mike Heiligenstein about the project. SH 45 Southwest did not receive any federal funding, which means construction could operate under state environmental standards. Heiligenstein disputes the criticism that environmental oversight wasn't as tough as it could have been.
In this particular case, we did an environmental document, but looked at the issues that were surrounding some of the concerns, particularly where state regulations were saying one thing that we could have built this under, but we wanted to do a little bit stronger. So we had some quite a few stakeholder meetings that culminated in sort of a litmus test of things that we really wanted to see incorporated into this project. And they were elements that were applicable to this particular project because it is in the recharge zone. We realize that. So we really worked hard to see what level of environmental controls we could put on a roadway project that's 4 miles long that would exceed what was required.
City of Austin had a State of the Environment report that expressed some concerns about water quality, Edwards Aquifer, Flint Ridge Cave, and groundwater and nearby water sources. Can you talk a little bit about what the statement says about water quality and the impact of the project on water quality?
Again, you're in the recharge zone. And you're in an area that you have significant course features. We were aware of that. We studied that up front. We explored those situations. And then by the time we had a final design and entered into construction, we totally, I believe, complied with the spirit and intent of the water quality regulations of the City of Austin.
Describe what a karst is and how that feature played into the design and planning of SH 45 Southwest.
Throughout that part of Travis County, you have a number of openings into the limestone formations, and a number of those outcroppings or cave openings are very near the future roadway. But they're all over there. I mean, they're on farms, they're on ranches, they're in the neighborhoods that these cars currently use. Brody, Manshack, they're all over. So you can't avoid them. You have to deal with them. You have to protect them. We decided early on that we would build the roadway up as opposed to carving into Edwards. This protected the integrity of the limestone formation, but also we were able to drain water away from any of these karst openings in a much better fashion.
If there's a problem on those elevated roadways, like a fuel spill, what does that mean for the surrounding area, the fact that it's up sort of instead of excavated or down?
Number one, then you haven't scarred the surface of the limestone, so you haven't created any artificial openings. More importantly, in tandem with the fill, is the fact that we have hazardous traps on every culvert structure that's out there. We have a methodology for capturing a hazardous spill, which is over and above what a lot of roadway projects would do. And there's redundancy, meaning that there's not only are there traps, but there's vegetative swells, there's vegetative filter strips, and then there are ponds, water quality ponds, several of those that would be a further opportunity. In fact, it would trap it so that, and they're lined just like a landfill would be lined, a modern day landfill, so that the science on this project, we really depended upon the science of how to keep anything like that from entering into the Edwards system, so to speak, the greater system of water flowing from one point to another.
What is the expectation for traffic habits and patterns changing?
What we think we're going to see is, and what the modeling shows, is that people will give up their longer drives, their more congested drives through those neighborhoods. People will shift over to 45, and you'll see a less of an impact in those neighborhoods, which would be really fantastic for them. That's what they're looking for. The trip through the neighborhoods will be less, be shorter in time period also, because there's going to be less people going through the neighborhoods.
What some traffic folks will tell you is that when there are more lanes, that means more cars, because people hear, oh, there's more space for me, so now I'm going to drive on this. Or when people hear, oh, clear neighborhood paths, now I'm going to go that way. Is there any concern that there'll just be more cars overall?
Not in particular, because the models take that into consideration, what the diversions are. And we know that a car on IH-35 north of Kyle is going to stay on I-35. They're not going to cut over on this road. That's where you would pick up most of your other traffic would have been, if I-35 was an impact. But the numbers that I've seen, it's if you opened it all the way to 35, which it doesn't do, it's a very small number of people that would divert. So I'm not particularly worried about that aspect. You got to have more capacity. We have very little opportunity in the Austin region to expand that capacity, combined with travel behavior, which means travel demand management, getting people to do other things. I think all those are going to have to be wrapped up into a package which includes new roadway capacity.
Mike Heiligenstein is Executive Director of the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority. Thank you for your time today, Mike.
You're welcome.